like we're going to have Dow jumping and get Swinton. Glacier Bears are going to be going to our left. The Wrangell Wolves will be going to our right to start the ball game here. Just about ready to begin action here in the losers bracket side. Number two seed on the line goes to Larson. Larson comes down to Coward, all the way over to Stegan, all blown up and in. So Jordan Stegan comes down, fills that right-hand lane. Coward gives her a little pass, and she lays it up in. Glacier Bears lead 2-0 right now. Jensen out at the top, looking to the right-hand side. Nothing going, however, as they look to Decker. Nothing there. They'll come back to Jensen. She looks down the lane. Nothing going. Glacier Bears 2-3 back to Teat down the lane. She gets out to the left-hand side. Jensen puts up the shot for about six. She's got it. She's not afraid to put that shot up. That's Amy Jensen's first 2 points. Ball gets knocked out of bounds. Glacier Bears are going to be inbounding the basketball down there on the far end. Like I say, they're going to be going to our left here. Jensen's not afraid to put it up, so she'll handle the ball a lot for the Wrangell Wolves. A little bit of pressure being applied on Swinton. Swinton breaks down the lane here now. Gets it over to Larson. Larson's on the dribble. Going to be quick. And that's stolen away from her. Kicks it back out by Flores. Back in the hands of Dow. And she'll take the dribble. Stops. Comes out to the top. Larson puts a lot of pressure on. Now there's going to be a whistle. Official is going to walk over here to see what it's going to be.
The clock's still running right now.
The clock is still going here. So they need to stop the clock here. Now they finally stop it. So it wasn't really a foul. Official had looked up there and could see that the clock was running, so they're going to have to sort that one out. 2-2 is the score. Just beginning this first quarter action, Glacier Bears, Wrangell Wolves going at it. Officials are still kind of discussing it back and forth to see what they want to do.
Well, they haven't put any time back on the clock. There should not be at yet. Least 7 or 8 seconds that they put back on the clock there.
Well, I'm not sure they're going to. We'll find out, I guess.
They're not going to.
All right, so the Wrangell Wolves inbound. Dow gets the ball back into Jensen. Glacier Bears back into that 2-3 zone defense. Extend about just a little bit. We're way beyond the three-point arc. Here comes back to Teat. She looks down the lane. Blake can cross the lane with Jensen. They didn't see her. Goes over to Dow. Dow back out to the top to Jensen. Looking. She goes all the way across. Nice pass. Shot's on its way a little bit short. However, by Decker, but the Wolves hustle back and get it. Decker gets it again. Nobody picks her up. She'll try it again, this time in and out. Rebound fought for, and looks like we're going to be tied up down low as Flores came away with the basketball, but I heard a whistle in the background. It is going to be on 1-5, and that'll be Destiny. That'll be her first personal foul, first team foul. Wolves have the basketball left hand side. Dow holds it high overhead. Can't find anybody. Goes into Dow. Oh, nice little shot off there. Cowart comes away with the rebound, however, as Dow wasn't able to get that one to go. Comes back to Swinton. Swinton hustles down the court. She's still on the dribble. Stops. Puts up the shot about six, and she gets it to go. So Kaylee gets a bucket off the left-hand side. 4-2 is the score. Glacier Bears lead. Back to Jensen. Jensen's out at the top. Stegan puts a little pressure on. Now backs away. Come back right-hand side to Dow. Dow looks for Flores. Still, she had the shot. Over to Teat. She decides not to shoot. They'll bring the ball back out. Back to Dow. Now she'll shoot it off the side of the rim. Rebound fought for underneath. Howard comes away with it for the Glacier Bears. Larson on the right-hand side dribble. Jensen comes up behind her, but Larson holds the ball up and doesn't lose it. Now they go back to Howard down low, up and in. So Destiny Howard gets her first 2 points of the basketball game off that low block on the right-hand side. 6-2 is the score. Glacier Bears with a four-point lead. Jensen tries to go down the lane. Shot on the way, a little bit offside. Rebound down to Coward again. She alley-oops across to Swinton. Swinton looks down the court. Now she'll take the dribble. Dow puts some pressure on. Swinton reverses. Stops. Wants to put up the shot. Does. Off the glass. No rebound down to Flores. Quickly out to Jensen. Jensen's on the left-handed dribble. Comes down. Puts up the shot. A little bit too strong. Going to be knocked out of bounds by Coward. I think Jensen was hoping to draw the foul on Kaylee Swinton there, but Kaylee played it smart, kept away from her. And actually, Jensen got too far under the basket. It would have been a tough shot anyway. Wrangell Wolves with the out-of-bounds play here, looking. They go all the way to the top. Shot on the way, a little bit short, however, as it comes down off Armstrong. Now the alley-oop off to Swinton. Swinton's on the left-handed dribble, hustling down, and the shot's going to go. Well, it doesn't ever really get up in the air. Jensen displays good defense on Swinton. Ball goes out of bounds. Glacier Bears are going to have it on the left-hand side. So they set everything up. Wolves dropping back. out to Swinton. Nobody picks her up. She stops, puts up the shot a little bit too hard off the glass. Rebound down to Flores, and she immediately is going to be, well, no, she's not tied up. She's going to be fouled, and that's Destiny Cowart's second personal foul. So off the bench quickly comes Krager. Destiny picks up two right away here, so that's not good news for the Glacier Bears. Krager will check into the ball game. Now the ball comes back into the Wolves, and they'll bring it up the court. Glacier Bears setting things up here at the top. They come out on the defense. They extend it out just a bit here. Comes back left-hand side. Man-to-man defense as they step up, looking down low. Oh, they go to Armstrong. Shot from about six, and she's got it. Nice play that time by the Wrangell Wolves as they move the ball around. Dow tries to make the steal on Swinton. Can't do anything with it. Swinton will easily get it across the half-court line. Two-point lead by the Glacier Bears, and they have the basketball. Goes right-hand side to Stegen on the dribble. She dribbles with the left hand, looks for Swinton along the baseline. Shot from about six, going to be a little strong. Rebound down to Armstrong, and she's on the dribble. Stops, wants to put up the shot, and does. Well, he's able to draw the foul. She was coming from that left-hand side, hoping that, and it's going to be two shots. Number 20. Larson, third team foul on the Glacier Bears. At the free throw line is Armstrong. And this one's off the front of the arm. Green, she's a freshman gal here. That is her first chance from the free throw line. She had 6 points, 2 for 4 from the free throw line in their game last night. Bounces a little bit more. Up on its way, off the side, no rebound. Finally controlled by Gross. For the Glacier Bears, she'll get it off to Larson. Larson on the right-hand side, she'll get it across the half-court line. Looks up, can't find anything, keeps the dribble alive, however. She's kind of trapped in the corner. They want to come around. It's knocked away. Larson ends up with it back to Krager. Krager puts up the shot up and in. So Krager got good position on the inside on that low block. Nice pass by Stegen, a little bounce pass in there. Krager just turned around, went up hard to the hoop, and got the bucket. 8-4, Glacier Bears up by 4. And just as we kind of suspected, they're going to try to go inside to the big gals down low.
And they're making their shots down low. They're 4-for-4 right around the hoop. Last night, that was a place that they really struggled with, is getting those close-in shots. But tonight, they're 4-for-4. The only shots they've missed are the ones outside of the key by Kaylee Swinton. The rest of them, they've been all down around the hoop. And, you know, Destiny, she had three rebounds right off the bat before she got those two fouls. So they're keeping up their rebounding from yesterday, and today they're making their close-in shots. If they can continue that, they should be in good shape.
Okay, Wrangell Wolves is going to have the basketball now. Glacier Bears drop back on defense. Comes back inside. Jensen will bring it up. She handles the ball about 99% of the time for the Wolves. Comes back to Jensen down the lane. Puts up the shot. She's going to draw the foul. She went right to the hoop. Now she's going to go to the free throw line. Glacier Bears, that's their fourth team foul. 4-3, Autumn Gross, that'll be her first personal foul. The Wolves, they're not afraid to take it to the hoop and draw the fouls. That's part of their game plan. This shot by Jensen is good. So she picks up her first point from the free throw line. That is her third one. So she gets one from there. Stegen is out of the ball game, and looks like Brittany Bradford's going to check in for the Glacier Bears. 3-point lead by the Glacier Bears. This one's on the way by Jensen. It's going to be short off the iron. Gross comes up with it for the Glacier Bears. Quickly gets it off to Larson on that right-hand side again. Jensen steps out, loses control of it. It's going to go back into Jensen's hands. Jensen's on the dribble. She's ahead of everybody. Stop, up, and in. So Amy Jensen picks up her fifth as she was dribbling with that left hand and got the nice little lay-in out of it on the steal. Comes back to Swinton, 1-point lead by the Glacier Bears now. 3:37 to go here in the first quarter. Swinton, long three, going to be short. Rebound fought for underneath. Who's it go off of? The official points towards the Wrangell Wolves, so they're going to get the basketball here. 3:31 to go here in the first quarter. Jensen with the basketball for the Wolves. They'll bring it across the half-court line. Armstrong breaks across the lane. Jensen doesn't see her, however. Now they try to alley-oop inside, knocked away by Swinton, and Jensen comes away with it. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Let's see where it's going to be. Foul's going to be on Amy Jensen. That'll be her first. They tried to go inside. Wasn't there. Looks like the Wolves are going to put on a little bit of full-court pressure here now. Looking, alley-oop to the side. Nice pass ahead to Bradford, but Armstrong's trying to chase it down and not able to get it. Went through the hands of Bradford, but Armstrong was right there. Goes out of bounds. Glacier Bears are going to have the basketball under their basket. 1 point lead, 3:16 to go here in the first quarter. Larson with the basketball, looking. Finally gets the ball into Bradford. Brad makes a move to the right-hand side. Stops, wants to go down low on the block. That's where she goes, up and in, as Krager was right there and got that position, and that's 4 points for Krager coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears. They lead by three. Jensen with the basketball at the top. Goes left-hand or right-hand side to Decker. Wants that baseline. Good defense by Gross. Come back out to Jensen. Almost knocks it away, but Dow hustles over and gets the basketball. Armstrong hustles over. Now she goes to the hoop and rolls around and up and in. Abigail Armstrong has 4 points up to nine for the Wrangell Wolves. 2:43 to go here in the first quarter of play. Back to Swinton on the left-hand dribble. Dow puts some pressure on. Comes the left-hand side. The Wolves are in a man-to-man defense. Swinton puts up the shot. Going to be short. Fought for underneath. Looks like Jensen got it off the tap-in by Krager, so Jensen's on the right-hand side. She goes all the way down, stops, kicks the ball back inside to Flores, fight for it underneath, comes back out, shots on the way by the Wrangell Wolves. That was Armstrong, still fought for underneath, and now there's going to be a travel on it. I think Flores came down with it, and then she moved her feet. Stegan's going to come back into the ballgame. Swinton's coming out of the ballgame for the Glacier Bears right now. Still that full court pressure by the Wolves. Bradford looking, still can't get it in. Now she does. Krager loses the ball out of bounds, but it was tapped out by, looked like Decker must have tapped the ball back out. So it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball on the right-hand side. Bradford with the ball looking, still can't get it in. Time is going by. She finally gets it in, but it's tapped up. Who's going to control it? Looks like the Wolves make the steal. Now they go to Armstrong. She puts it up, in and out. No rebound. Fought for down to Jensen, up and in. Amy Jensen got good inside position, and, I mean, she had that's the kind of thing you want when you put up that shot from the left side. You want the weak side rebound, and Jensen stepped in there and got that rebound and put it up and in. Looks like we're going to take a 30-second timeout for the Glacier Bears here.
We'll take this opportunity to thank our underwriters. Broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KH&S and Haynes Real Estate, the Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, Olrud's Market and Alaska Sports Shop, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynesboro, and Southeast Road Builders. Thanks to all of our sponsors.
Okay, it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. They got to go full length to the court. Stegall inbound it. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. They go to Krager on the inbound. She's on the corner. She'll bring it down the right-hand side. Still nobody stopped her. She keeps her dribble alive, and it goes off of one of the Wrangell Wolves. I think Flores and goes out of bounds. Krager was going to the hoop. Too bad she couldn't have got all the way there before it bounced off the foot of Flores. Looks like the Glacier Bears have it down to Gross. Up and in. So Autumn Gross got a good inside position. Got the two. Lead goes back to the Glacier Bears. 12-11 right now. 1:45 to go here in this first quarter of play. Jensen out at the top. Alley-oop all the way across to Flores. Now the shot goes Jensen. She puts it up. Doesn't go. Rebound fought for. Jensen comes away with it. Gross is going to pick up her second personal foul on it. And I can see that one from here. It can't be anybody else but Autumn. Let's see what the official says. Yep. Yeah, it can't be anybody else but Autumn. She was the only one there. Looks like Ice Wingett's going to check into the ball game. I'm sure that Autumn Gross is going to have to come out with those two fouls. 1:31 to go here in this first quarter of play. Glacier Bears 12, Wrangell Wolves 11. Looking, still can't get in. Now they go to Teat. The shot's on its way, and it's good. She was just standing there all alone, and nobody picked her up. She was at the free throw line, just made a free throw out of it. Now they almost make the steal, and who comes up with it? And then stepping in front, looks like the foul is going to be right here on number 11. That'll be Helen Decker. She's also a freshman for the Wrangell Wolves, so they're got a couple of freshman gals out there for the Wrangell Wolves playing full-time for them. Larson goes over to Bradford. Bradford's all alone, and she breaks down lane. Nobody's there. She ought to be able to get the lay-in. Got to be tapped away, but no. Flores got down and tapped the ball, but also hit Brittany Bradford. They got a nice break out of that one. It's just too bad they couldn't collect it.
Now she's got a chance from the line. She's going to be shooting two free throws, so still got a chance to put points on the board.
1:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Bradford at the free throw line. She was 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Light has 7 points last night. This is her first opportunity. Oh, back off the back of the iron. Not a little bit strong. And looks like number 20 is coming off the bench. That'll be Gerald. She's also a freshman for the Wrangell Wolves, checking into the basketball game for the Wolves. 1:15 to go here in this first quarter. Bradford shot on the way. This one's a little bit hard off the glass. Jensen comes down with it for the Wolves. And she's quick on the dribble, stops, wants to go inside, spin move, puts it up, little off the glass, rebound comes back down to the Wolves, back up, a little bit short as Gerald had the ball but came away. Glacier Bears, Larson with the basketball over to Bradford. 58 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Bradford goes down the right-hand side, stops, reverses the back to Stegan. A lot of pressure by Dow. Now at the top, Stegan gives up a dribble, tries to go low to Larson. Larson dribbles again, puts it up. Oh, a little bit short off the rim. Stegan gets the ball back. She puts it up and rolls off the side. Now there's going to be a foul on it as the ball came down in the hands of Gerald underneath. Let's see where the foul is going to be. 3-1. Michaela Krager is going to pick up her first. 16 foul on the Glacier Bears, 3 team fouls on the Wrangell Wolves. 40 seconds to go here in the first. Ice wing, it comes down, looking to get the pass inside. They go all the way back down, gets it to Gerald, back into the hands of Dow. She'll bring it across the half-court line. Alley-oops inside. I'm not sure where she was going, but the Wrangell Wolves are after the basketball. Still nobody controls. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. I'm not sure where that pass was going because it was completely surrounded with Glacier Bears. I'm not sure it could ever even get there. Goes into Krager. Krager's on the dribble on the right-hand side across the half-court line. 24 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Back out to Bradford. Takes a couple dribbles. Reverses the ball back out to Wingett. She's dribbling around. Wants to go down lane. Spin move. Stops. Puts up the shot. Partially checked, however. And the ball ends up in the hands of Decker. Decker's still on the drive. She stops. Reverses. Steps inside. Puts up the shot. And good. Ellen Decker gets her first 2 points of the ball game. 3-point lead by the Wrangell Wolves now, and we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Wrangell Wolves coming away with 15 points, the Haynes Glacier Bears with 12 points. Swinton's going to check back into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Well, we're going to turn it back to KHNS Studios for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.